Well, welcome again to our Thought for the Day, our series on the God of Abraham. And today we're completing our reading of Genesis chapter 21. But before we do that, let's pray. How sure the scriptures are, God's vital, urgent word. Lord, we pray that as we come to your word today, that we might see it as an urgent word from you, that through your Holy Spirit, that you would help us to both understand it and to apply it to our lives. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's read then Genesis chapter 21 and verses 22 to 34. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, said to Abraham, God is with you in everything you do. Now swear to me here before God that you will not deal falsely with me or my children or my descendants. Show to me in the country where you are living as an alien the same kindness I have shown to you. And Abraham said, I swear it. Then Abraham complained to Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized. But Abimelech said, I don't know who has done this. You did not tell me, and I heard about it only today. So Abraham brought sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech, and the two men made a treaty. Abraham set apart seven ewe lambs from the flock, and Abimelech asked Abraham, What is the meaning of these seven ewe lambs you have set apart by themselves? He replied, Accept these seven lambs from my hand as a witness that I dug this well. So that place was called Beersheba, because the two men swore an oath there. After the treaty had been made at Beersheba, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his forces, returned to the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called upon the name of the Lord, the eternal God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines for a long time. Well, you may remember that Abraham and Abimelech have met before, and that previous meeting would have given Abimelech plenty of reasons not to trust or to respect Abraham. But actually, it seems to have made quite an impression upon him for good. The pagan king recognized that God was with Abraham in all that he did, verse 22. But he still wanted to see the previous deceptions put behind them. And Abraham shared this longing for peace and justice and truthfulness between the two of them. And what I think, therefore, we have here in Abraham's reaction to Abimelech is the way the New Testament teaches us that both as Christians and as the church, we should, whenever possible, see the God-ordained state and its government as something established by God for our benefit. And that without disobeying God, we should obey the government and give our rulers our respect and willing obedience, as well as committing ourselves to pray for them. And so I'd like us to notice that Abraham here cooperates with the pagan king, with perhaps what we today would call the worldly authorities, in pursuit of godly justice, truth, and peace. And at a time when it seems to be the norm to despise our leaders, to mock them, to be openly antagonistic to them, Christians need to be distinctive in how we talk and how we act towards the leaders whom God has put over us. Well, that's our first thought. Our second thought is that I don't want us to miss verse 33, where we read that Abraham called upon the name of the Lord, the eternal God. And this is the third name of God revealed to Abraham. Back in chapter 14, God is introduced as El Elyon, God Most High. In chapter 17, as El Shaddai, God Almighty. Now here in chapter 21, as El Olam, God Eternal. The God who always was, is, and always will be. Unchanging, unchangeable, from eternity to eternity. And it's the God of whom Moses will write later in Deuteronomy 33, that the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And this is the God of whom Moses sings in Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth or the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And so when all around crumbles and fades and proves worthless and unreliable, remember that. Remember El Olam, the eternal God. Let's pray. O eternal God, our heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for these wonderful names of yourself that we come across in the scriptures. And we pray, Lord, that we would both learn the lessons of this verse today, and also, Lord, carry this name of you throughout the rest of this day and into this week. Lord, we pray, remind us of your eternality, of your changeless love to us. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.